This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia and Turkey have struck a deal that effectively transforms the map of northeast Syria. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. Meantime, in another twist to the chaotic situation, Iraq said Tuesday the U.S. troops withdrawn from Syria do not have permission to stay on its territory. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told an audience at an event of the conservative think tank Heritage Foundation that President Trump has helped lay the groundwork for permanent ceasefire in Syria.
Thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump, we have an opportunity for a permanent ceasefire. We may well give the international community an opportunity to establish a safe zone between Turkey and the Kurdish population in Syria that will ensure peace and security for all the peoples of this war-torn region. And in the midst of all of it, our troops are coming home.
Pence also said that America will always be grateful to the Kurdish allies who fought shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. to fight the Islamic State group in Syria, although much of the territory they called home would be handed over to U.S. rivals. And Britain's departure from the European Union has been thrown into limbo after Parliament rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's timetable for ratifying the new Brexit deal. And for more news, as always, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Nearly a dozen parents, including actress Lori Loughlin, are facing new federal conspiracy charges in the college admissions bribery case here in the U.S. We get more on the story from Jackie Quinn.
There's a new indictment from a Boston grand jury alleging this group of wealthy parents took part in a conspiracy to try to bribe an organization that receives federal funding. Prosecutors are turning up the heat, pushing for guilty pleas. Some parents are accused of paying admissions consultant Rick Singer to falsely portray their children as athletes, while others are accused of paying Singer to help cheat on entrance exams. A total of 35 parents have been charged, including actress Felicity Huffman, who's serving a 14-day prison sentence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New York City and the state of California are suing the U.S. Postal Service over cigarettes. AP's Julie Walker has more on that story.
The lawsuit filed Tuesday in Brooklyn federal court blames the Postal Service for cigarette tax evasion. It says smugglers take advantage of widely varying tax rates on cigarettes to rely on a postal delivery system that looks the other way. New York and California say cigarettes purchased through the mail cheat governments of millions in tax revenue, stall anti-smoking efforts, and keep health care costs high. The lawsuit seeks a court order to force the Postal Service to intercept and destroy those cigarettes. I'm Julie Walker.
Around 500,000 residents of Northern California here in the U.S. could have their electric service suspended as early as Wednesday, as the state's largest power company considers cutting power in an attempt to prevent wildfires. The warning from Pacific Gas and Electric comes just 2 weeks after the utility cut power to 2 million people, many for several days. PG&E has been using blackouts as a preventive measure ever since its power lines were blamed for setting fires in Northern California nearly a year ago that killed nearly 86 people and burned 62 hectares. And in sports, the Washington Nationals win their first World Series game, defeating the Houston Astros 5-4 down in Houston. Play resumes on Wednesday. The first team with four wins will clinch the World Series championship. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.